You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Friday afternoon, the 17th day of February. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. Eric Snodgrass is now here with an update of the weather forecast. Hey, Eric, thanks for being with us. Man, it's been warm.
Well, you know, Todd, it feels like another year where we just want to find the groundhog and arrest him for fraud. It has been incredibly warm across most of the United States, with the exception of kind of the Pacific Northwest. So what I thought we would do is start off with a short-term forecast and then get into the longer-term kind of bigger picture things. So let's start off out west. California has had a really, really rough last 2 weeks. Incredible precipitation over the last 50 days has finally reached kind of a pinnacle here, and we saw some outstanding footage of the Lake Oroville being filled to its brim, overspilling into its primary spillway and its emergency spillway, causing the evacuation of a lot of people in that downstream area. Well, thankfully that's backed off, but I want to start there because California is under the gun again this weekend and next week. We are looking at the Sierra Nevada mountains picking up another 60 to 90 inches of snow. And as far south as Southern California, like Los Angeles, they may be getting 4, 5, or 6 inches of rain from this next system that's coming on shore. We just have to keep an eye on California, remember, because it is a big player across ag markets because it leads the country in the production of over 40 separate fruits and vegetables. So got to keep an eye on what's going out there. Now let's skip on back across the country, get over here to the Corn Belt. We are going to be seeing a big ridge due to some very weak polar flow coming across the United States over the next several days. This is going to send above freezing temperatures about 500 miles into Canada by Monday and Tuesday. That means for us around here, we're talking 60 degree temperatures across all of the Corn Belt for the most part, even in upper 50s as far north as Minnesota. Even the Dakotas, I'm expecting to see middle to upper 40s. And that's a big deal because we're going to start to see some of that big snowpack that's in North and South Dakota start to melt. And we know that's kind of an issue for the spring planting, as a lot of that snow could cause some prevent plant issues. Now, when we start to think about these warm-ups, one thing that I know a lot of guys are starting to do is get kind of itchy to get in the field, and so I went ahead and looked at some soil temperatures around the Midwest. I'll tell you, right here around Champaign-Urbana, we're still looking at upper 30s at 4-inch soil temperatures and around 40 degrees at 8 inches, but you're going to see those numbers really jump up this week with several days in the upper 50s and lower 60s, maybe even middle 60s. I actually think we might have a day there that approaches 70 in Champaign. So remember, though, it's still February, and March can bring some surprises with some big cold air outbreaks, and we'll talk about that in a few moments. But I want to give you an update on the drought. Now, we've been talking about my concern over the drought that's in Oklahoma and Arkansas. That drought has really done its best to try to hang around over the winter time period. Luckily, over the last few days, parts of Texas got between 1/2 inch and 2 inches of rain, and some of that spread across Oklahoma and Arkansas, which is good. We need that moisture to get into that area. And we're expecting to continue to stay kind of active over the next few weeks with keeping more moisture in there. Now, speaking of activity, we are watching a system, and I know it's a little bit far out here, but we're watching an interesting system that's going to be coming across around February 24th, which is a Friday, and February 25th, which is that Saturday. The model has been very consistent with the formation of a deep low-pressure system in the central United States. Now, what's the point behind me telling you this so early? Well, the first thing is it's going to bring more rain to the central states, which is good. We need pre-season moisture kind of piling up in the central part of the United States and in the Corn Belt. But the risk here is that every time one of these systems comes across in March, late February, March, and April, it's going to be bringing a higher risk of having some severe storms, especially to the south. And we are way above average with respect to severe weather in the south. For example, we've already had 170 reports of tornadoes, whereas average is about 70 so far this year. And I am not seeing that volatility in the jet stream slowdown from March. There's actually quite a few indicators in the long-range forecast that March is going to continue to have an active jet stream, which means more active severe weather. And what I'm going to do kind of finish this up is I want to talk with you about El Nino and La Nina. Now, we are right now seeing the end of the very weak La Nina we had over winter. And that La Nina was not the driver of a lot of our weather systems. But what's going on right now is that off of the west coast of South America, we're already starting to see above average temperatures, which is indicative of El Nino conditions. In fact, most long-range models, each month that we update them, are starting to predict a stronger and stronger El Nino event building in by summer. Now, what's the big impact of that? Well, I'll tell you, I've looked at the correlation between July weather and El Nino and La Nina for most of the Midwest, and that correlation coefficient is zero. It's something I stressed in our weather video last week. And if it's zero, that means it's not a strong indicator that El Nino or La Nina will govern what's going on in our weather. So please remember that, as there's going to be a lot of talk about upcoming El Nino event. Who it will affect is if that El Nino hangs on into next winter, expect northern growing regions in Brazil to struggle with drought again like they did with last year's El Nino.
Thanks for the update, Eric. Eric Snodgrass is with Agrible. You've been listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media.